Hey, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Brachas daf Lamed Aleph. We left off on Lamed Amud Beis. We had started the Mishnah at the beginning of the fifth parak of the Masechta, and we completed the Mishnah. We got up to the Gemara, and that's what we'll start with today. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. Once again, we thank him very, very much for his continued sponsorship of the shiur. Today, we are going to focus on essentially three topics. First is the Mishnah had led off with the halacha that a person has to have the proper frame of mind. The person has to approach davening with the proper reverence. The Mishnah had referred to it as Kovid Rosh. We're going to discuss what exactly Kovid Rosh is and how we know that a person is supposed to approach davening with that sort of reverence. The Gemara is then going to tell us a somewhat related halacha just like one has to approach davening with a certain level of reverence, so too one has to approach life in generally with a certain level of seriousness. We're going to see that some of the chachamim were not approving of excessive levity, and we'll see what they did in order to tamp down feelings of simcha that that they felt at certain times in their lives. The Gemara then is then going to tell us the halacha that a person should be mispalo mitoch halacha psuka. Then we'll see exactly what that type of halacha psuka is. The Gemara is then going to say that just like a person is supposed to daven mitoch halacha psuka, so too a person is supposed to part from his friend, also mitoch halacha psuka. And then the Gemara is going to learn many, many, many hanhagos of davening from the tefillah of Chana, that from the tefillah that Chana davened in front of Eli in the Beis HaMikdash. We're going to learn many, many halachos of davening. That is going to start on the beginning, on the bottom rather, of Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph, and carry through all the way through the end of today's daf. So again, let's pick up from the Gemara, which is on Lamed Amud Beis. We had started the fifth perek yesterday. We saw the Mishnah. Let's start with the Gemara, third line down in the new perek. Mina hani mili. So how do we know that a person is supposed to daven with a feeling of Kovid Rosh, whatever this Kovid Rosh is? So Amar Rav Elazar, says Rav Elazar, di Amar Kra, and here's the springboard for the learning of all of the Hilchas Tefillah from Chana. It says by Chana, v'hi maras nafesh. So she was bitter. She had some sort of bitterness of the spirit. And even though bitterness of the spirit and Kovid Rosh doesn't mean the same thing literally, what we do see from here is that a person has to approach davening with a feeling of seriousness and not with a feeling of levity. So says the Gemara, but how do we prove anything from Chana? Mimai Dilma Chana Shani, Davis Mirir Libatuva. Chana was especially bitter because Chana was an Akara. She couldn't give birth to children, and therefore maybe she was in a peculiar, somewhat special position when it came to davening. It says the Gemara, Ela Amar Rav Yosi, Brav Chanina Me'acha. We learn it out from here. It says in the Pasuk, Vani Brav Chastacha, Ovo Vesecha, Eshtacha Ve'el Heichal Kachcha, Biyira Secha. So it says, how am I coming to Heichal Kachcha? It's Biyira Secha, it's with fear. But again, this was said by David HaMelech, Samimai, Dilma David Shani, Davi Mitzar, Nafshe Barach Me'tuva. Maybe David was especially focused on davening because David was Melech Yisrael. He had to daven on behalf of the welfare of all of the members of Klal Yisrael. So maybe it's only somebody with that level of responsibility who has to have that mindset, but not a regular person. Elamar Rabbi Shua ben Levi Mehacha. We learn it over here from the pasuk Hishtachvu LaHashem Bahadras Kodesh. So it says Hishtachvu LaHashem. You have to bow to Hashem. You have to praise Hashem Bahadras Kodesh with a certain type of glory. So Al Tikri Bahadras Ella Becherdas. So don't touch up the pasuk Bahadras with glory, rather Becherdas Charada is with awe. So says the Gemara Mimai, Dilma Liolam Emlecha Hadras Mamish. Maybe Noah really means Hadras Mamish, that you have to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu with glory. And how so? Ki Yod Rav Yehuda Havim Etzayin Nafshei. Rav Yehuda would adorn himself, Vahadar Matzli, and only then would he daven. And when we say adorn himself, here's where the Mishnah Berurah learns out the halacha that a person is supposed to wear a hat when he davens, because you're supposed to adorn yourself and add some sort of special beged before you actually daven. So maybe Hadras means Hadras. It doesn't mean Cherdas. It doesn't mean awe. El Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Mehacha. We learn it out from here. Ivduas Hashem Biyira Vigilu Berada. You have to serve Hashem with fear. Vigilu Berada. And you have to rejoice with Ra'ada, with this trepidation. So my vigilu berada. So what does it mean? You have to rejoice with trepidation. Samar avada brama. Samar rava amaraba. B'mokam gila, in the place of gila, in the place of rejoicing. Sham tehe rada. There is where you're supposed to find trepidation. And obviously for a person, it's difficult to harness these conflicting emotions. But by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there could be such a thing as having rejoicing, having joy and trepidation at the same place. But here's what we learned, that a person comes to daven, he has to have a certain amount of trepidation. Zabaya Hava Yasiv Kame de Rabba. Zabaya was sitting before Rabba Chazia Davi Kabadach Tuva. He saw that he was very, very joyful. Amar Vigilu Barada Ksiv. It says Vigilu Barada that you're supposed to have a certain amount of trepidation. So why are you so joyful? Why are you so happy? Samarlay, I'm not tefillin menachna. I'm so happy because I put on tefillin. And what does that have to do? Oh, good. So you put on tefillin. So says Rashi, last Rashi on the page, tefillin menachna v'heim edus shemam shelesh koni er mershoso alai. And the tefillin is an edus. Tefillin is an os. So tefillin is an edus that I am accepting on myself the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore it's obvious that I'm not stam, you know, engaged in joyful levity, but rather I am taking it seriously enough. Rabbi Yonah explains that that Abaya was very, very happy when he put on the tefillin because he had an intestinal disease. And we know that halacha is that if you have an intestinal disease, if you're not going to be able to control your bowels, then you're not allowed to put on tefillin. And Abaya finally was cured from his intestinal illness. And therefore, the first time he was able to wear tefillin, he was extremely, extremely happy that he was able to finally perform the mitzvah. Similar story, Rav Yirmi Avi Yosef Kamei de Rav Zera, Chazia Davi Kabadach Tuva. He saw he was very, very happy. Amalei Bechol Atzav Yeh Mosar, that the happier you are, the more profit there is. So in other words, you should be, the sadder you are, rather, the more profit there is. So why are you so happy? So I'm really on tefillin menachna, similar issue that, similar answer that I put on tefillin and therefore there's no concern because the tefillin is an edus, the tefillin is an os, that I am properly mindful of the fact that I'm standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Marbere d'Ravina, now a similar story, although not related to davening, Marbere d'Ravina, avadei lulu labre, Marbere d'Ravina made a wedding for his son, Chazinu l'Rabbanan davi kabot chitube. So he saw that the Rabbanan were really, really being mesameach, they were very, very happy. Turning to Laman Aleph, Laman Aleph, Asya Kasa Demarika Bas Arba Mea Zuze. So he bought a precious glass that cost $400, 400 zuz. V'tavar kamayu, and he broke it in front of them. V'atzivu, and then they got sad. So says Tosfos over here. I see kasa tzigisa chibarta. This is actually from the next story. But whether we call it a precious glass or white glass, says Tosfos mikan noagul l'shaber schuchas benisuin. And this is the makar for the very prevalent myth that we have that we break a glass at a wedding, because right at the time when we're going to sort of enter the peak phase of happiness in a wedding, we break a glass to remind us that we have to tamp down on the simcha a little bit. The Marsha explains that the glass is a remez to a person because both glass and a person come from dust, they come from the dirt, and when they're smashed, it's all over. So there's some sort of moral lesson to learn here by breaking the glass at the wedding. So Ravashi, similar story, two lines down. Ravashi avadi lulu lebrei. Ravashi made a wedding for his son. Chazinu l'rabbanan tavei kabad chetuvi. He saw that the rabbanan again were exceedingly happy. So Isaac Kasa de Zegisa Chivarta, so he brought a cup of white glass, Vitavar Kamayu, and he broke it in front of them, Voatsivu, and then they got sad. So says the Gemara, Amr Lu Rabbana and Laravamnuna Zuti Bilulo de Marbere de Ravina, so Lishrilan Mar. So they said at the wedding, oh, you know, you have a good voice, why don't you sing us a tune? So Amr Luhu, so he broke out one of his happiest tunes and he sang Vailan de Misnan. Woe is to us that we're going to die. Woe is to us that we're going to die. And they said to him, you are a downer. This is not a good song to be singing at a wedding. So I'm relay, Anon Manani Basrech. What in the world are we supposed to answer to this, to this little ditty here? And he said, I'm relay, Hey Torah, Vei Mitzvah, Demagnu Alon. Ah, we're ultimately going to die, but at least we have the Torah and the mitzvahs that protect us from the Malach HaMavis. So again, he was trying to instill a little bit of seriousness at this time of great happiness. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, also l'adam she'em alei schok piv ba'olam hazeh, a famous mimer, that it's also for a person to have his mouth filled with laughter in Olam Hazeh. Shenemar Oz Yemaleis Chok Pinu Ol Shoneinu Rina. It says Oz Yemaleis Chok Pinu. Then Yemaleis Chok Pinu. Emasai Bizman Sheyamru Bagayim Higdil Hashem Laso Semele. It's only in Olam. It's only in the future. It's only in the Imos HaMashiach. When the Goyim say Higdil Hashem Laso Semele, that's the time that we're allowed to be Yemale Piv Schok. So Amru Alav Al Reish Lakesh Shabiyamav Lo Male Schok Piv Bolam Hazeh Michi Shamam Rav Yochanan Rabbeh, that Reish Lakesh never had his entire mouth filled with laughter from the time that he heard this teaching from Rav Yochanan his Rebbe. Says the Gemara Vayter at the Tudat, Son Rabbanan, Ein Omdim Lispalel, that when a person is preparing to daven, a person should not daven lo mitoch din, not mitoch din, v'lo mitoch dvar halacha, not mitoch dvar halacha, that requires a lot of pilpul, elo mitoch halacha psuka, rather from a halacha, rather a person should daven mitoch halacha psuka, and Rashi explains, she'ina tzricha iyan shlo yeh maharaba b'tfilah, so the halacha psuka is something that doesn't require deliberation, it doesn't require analysis, and therefore when a person's davening, he's not going to be preoccupied by an analysis of the halacha that he learned. It's supposed to be a cut and dry halacha. Ve'echadami halacha psuka, what's an example of halacha psuka? Samar Abaya, Kiyod Rav Zera, to connection back to Maseches Nida, Damar Rav Zera, Benos Yisrael, Lechmiru al Atzman, the Benos Yisrael, Wamachmar on themselves, Shafila Roas, Tipas Dam Kachardel, even if they see a small drop of blood, Yosheva Salav, Shiva Nikiyim, they still sit Shiva Nikiyim. So why do we choose Dafka, this halacha, as an example of the halacha psuka? So some achronim explain, the lesson over here is that even though this halacha began as a chumrah, as it says in Rav Zera, the Benos Yisrael were machmer on themselves, it became so accepted that now in our corpus of halacha, this is the prime example of halacha psuka. Even though it started as a chumrah, now it's a cut and dry halacha. But it's such halacha that there is no deliberation about. Rav Amar Ki Yad Rav Oshia, Tamar Rav Oshaya, Mara Madam Al Tfuasa Machnitza B'mochala, that a person can make a harama with his tfu and he could bring it in its chaff. In other words, before he takes it out of its chaff, before he takes it out of its covering, Kadesh Debamto Chelo Subturam and Amaiser, that his behema can eat the tfua, and so that it could be putter from Maisa. And Rashi explains over here that usually Tvua is Chayev and Maisa from the time that it has Meruach and Rias Pnei Abayas, from the time that it's smoothed into piles and it's brought into the house through the appropriate front door. At that point, it's Chayev and Maiser. However, if you try to make Arama and you bring it in the house before it's ready, then at least you can have an Achilas Arai with this Tvua, and you could therefore feed it to your Behema, which is considered to be a casual eating and not an Achilas Keva. Viba Seiman, another example of Allah Chapsuka, Kiyad Ravuna, Diyam Ravuna, Amrav Zeira, Hamak is done, Bebehemas Kachim. If a person bloodlets a Behema of Kachim, it's Aser Ba'na, Umoal Imbo, and he's Moal with the blood. And the Chiddush over here is that even though a person is usually not Moel in Dam Kachim, over here, if a person does Hakaza, he is going to be Moel. Rabbanan Avdi Kamas Nisim, the Rabbanan held like our Mishnah, which said, In Dom Nim Lespala Olimito Chobit Rosh, Ravashi Avad Kabraisa. Ravashi would always learn like the Braisa, in other words, he would only daven Mitoch halacha psuka, and Tosfos over here explains, it's the fourth Tosfos on the page, Dibur Maskal Rabbanan Avdi Kamas Nisim, V'kavasayu Kaimalon, we old like the Rabbanan, V'lachain, Ein Mispalam Mitoch Kalas Rosh, we don't daven out of a feeling of Kalas Rosh, out of levity, V'schok, and joyfulness, and laughter, Elamitoch Kovid Rosh, V'simcha Shel Mitzvah, we fulfill both. So we daven with a feeling of reverence and a simcha that we're doing a mitzvah. Kegon she'osek b'devrei Torah, like we who learned the daf yomi, before we daven, we're osing a devrei Torah. V'lechei no'agu lomar psuka dezimra v'ashrei kodam tefila. Says Tosfos, that's why we say psuka dezimra and ashrei before tefila. Tefila berchas kriya shma shvon esrei. So we say first psuka dezimra and ashrei so that we should recite these words of Tehillim, these devrei Torah, before we actually daven. That puts us in the right mind frame. Says the Gemara Vayter, Tan Rabbanan, about halfway down at the two dots. Ein nomdim lespala lo mitoch atzvus. Not out of sadness, v'lo mitoch atzlus, or laziness, v'lo mitoch schok, v'lo mitoch sicha, v'lo mitoch chalas rosh, v'lo mitoch dvorim b'teilim. Ela mitoch simcha shal mitzvah. We should daven out of a feeling of simcha shal mitzvah. V'chein lo yiftar adam echaveiro. Lo mitoch sicha, v'lo mitoch schok, v'lo mitoch kalas rosh, v'lo mitoch dvarim b'teilem. Ela mitoch dvar halacha. When a person departs, when a person parts ways with his friend, it shouldn't be with a joke, it should be with a dvar halacha. Shechei matzino b'neviyim harishonim. Because we see by the neviyim harishonim, shesimu divreim b'divrei shevach v'tanchumen, that they would conclude their words with divrei shevach and tanchumen. V'chein tana mari b'rei de Rav Huna, b'rei de Rav Yirmiyah ba'aba al yiftar adam echaveiro, ela mitoch dvar halacha, that a person should only part ways with his friend from a dvar halacha, shemitoch chach zoch reyu, because he parts ways with his friend with a dvar halacha, the friend is going to remember him. Ki yad Rav Kahana, alvei l'Rav Simi Barashi mipum nahara, he escorted Rav Simi Barashi from Pum Nahara ad Beit Sinisa de Bavel. Ki matal hasam, when he got there, amarlei mar vaday damri inchi, it's certain what the people say, hanit Sinisa de Bavel, these palm trees of Bavel, isnu me'odam arishon viad hashta. So they were existing over here from the days of Adam Arishon. So Amar Lei Ad Kartan Milsa de Rav Yosef Rav Chanina, and he said, "Ah, you're reminding me of Rav Yosef Rav Chanina." Said the Amar Rav Yosef Rav Chanina, "May dechse ba'aretz asher lo avar ba yesh v'lo yashav Adam Sham v'chimiachar de lo avar heich yashav." If nobody ever passed there, how could somebody have settled there? It says that it was a land that nobody passed by and nobody settled. So if nobody passed by the land, of course nobody settled there. Any land that Adam Rishon was gozer on, it should be settled, was in fact settled. And any land that Adam Rishon was not gozer, that it should be settled, was never settled. In other words, that it's not that these palm trees were dafka here from the days of Adam Arishon. It's that the reason that there are palm trees here and that these palm trees were planted in a place that's ultimately settled is because Adam Arishon was gozer. That this place should ultimately be settled. Now, a similar story, although not exactly the same. Rav Mordechai Ilvei l'Rav Simi Barashi Me'agruni of Abbe Kipi. He escorted Rav Simi Barashi from Me'agruni of Abbe Kipi Varmila Abbe Dura, and some say he escorted him until Bay Dura. And what happened? Mm-hmm. And I thought the whole point of this was that you're supposed to part ways with your friend only with a Dvar Halacha. Over here we see that two rabbis were walking, one escorted the other until the place where he had to go, and there is no record of him actually saying anything. And the Miri says, yes, that's on purpose. The Gemara is explaining to us that this inyan of parting ways with your friend out of a Dvar Halacha is only where the Dvar Halacha flows naturally. In other words, if there's conversation, then you should end the conversation with a Dvar Halacha. If you're stam walking in silence, there is no inyan to go say to the other guy a Dvar Halacha because it doesn't flow naturally. So either way, if you're talking, it should be a Dvar Halacha. If you're not talking, then stam, be malavim until the place where you're ready to part ways. Says the Gemara Vayter, Tanu Rabbanan, Amaspalo Tzorech Sheikhaven Es Libo L'Shamayim. If a person's davening, when a person davens, he has to be mechaven his lev to Shamayim. Abashol Omer, Simen L'davar, Tachin Libam, Takshiv Aznecha. You should direct your heart, and the Takshiv Aznecha, and you should focus. Tanya Omer Rav Yuda, Kachay Menaga Shel Rabbi Akiva, Kishayim Mespalel Im Atzibur, when he would daven with a Tzibur, Hayim Akatzer V'olam Emnei Tarech Tzibur. He would cut short Shmon Esrei because of Tircha L'Tzibur. He didn't want the Tzibur to wait for him. Kishayim Mespalel Beinu Levein Atzmo, but when he was davening B'Yechidus, when he was not davening in a shul, so he wasn't afraid that the Kehila was going to wait for him, Adam Anicha B'Zavizu, a person, he was so focused on his tefillah, a person could leave him in one corner of the room and he would find him in the other corner of the room. But kol kach laman, why would he find him all the way on the other side of the room? Because of all of the bowing that he would do. Says Tosfos, whoa, that's a problem. Tema, last Tosfos on the page. Because we're going to see in a couple of days, if a person wants to bow at the end of each bracha of Shmon Esrei, we teach him that he shouldn't bow. In other words, you should bow the four times that Chazal taught us to bow during Shmon Esrei. So why Why was Rabbi Akiva bowing so much during all the other brachos of Shimon Esrei? Says Tosfos, V'tira, Rav Yosef, Dacha Mari B'tachnunim, Shaya Omer Achar Yodches Brachos. Now, he wasn't bowing during the Baruch Shimon Esrei. It was after Shimon Esrei. He would have the minhag to say Tachnunim. He would have the minhag to say all these different types of supplications. And it was during those supplications that he would bow so profusely. Says Tosfos, V'lo Nehira, Dame Yodches Kamar. No, it said Rabbi Kiva when he was davening, Kishaya Mispalel Imatzibur. What does Mispalel mean in Gemara speak? Mispalel means Shmon Esrei. The Gemara doesn't tell us that he was saying the Tachnunim after Shmon Esrei. He was saying Shmon Esrei, and yet he was bowing like this. V'nira l'ri, d'avadei b'sof kol bracha asur lishchos. It's definitely usher to bow at the end of each bracha. Avo be'emsa bracha mi'amutar lishchos. Oh, but it's mutter to bow in the middle of the brachos as long as you straighten up at the end of each bracha. V'acha mai riacha, k'shaya magia l'sof bracha yazokev. And that's what Rabbi Kiva used to do. He would bow during the brachos. When he got to the end of each bracha, he would straighten up. And that's why Tosos brings down a minig that was prevalent in his time, obviously, that on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, on the Yom Naroim, Shemispalim Zachreinu, Vachain Tain, when we would say Zachreinu and Vachain Tain, Vesimloch Sheshokim, that you would bow profusely during the time that you would say these tefillos. Kashamagim lepsukim, when you say that you would bow when you say the psukim, ubisof bracha. However, at the end of the bracha, when you're up to saying Hamelech Hakadosh Zokvim, at that point you would have to stand erect. She'ein lishchos b'sof bracha eleicha detikin, because at the end of the bracha there are only four times in Shmon Esrei where you're supposed to bow. However, during the brachas, then you're allowed to bow. That's obviously what Rabbi Kiva was doing, says Tosfos. Okay, second line up before the lines get very wide. Two dots. Amar Rav Chiya Baraba, Liyolam Yisbal Odom Bebaya Sheish Bo Chalonos. A person should daven in a house in a room that has windows. Shenemar V'chavein Psichin Lei. That the windows were in front of him, were open to him. So Yachol Yisbal Odom Kol Yom Kulo. I would think that a person should daven all day long. Kfar Mefurush Al Yedei Daniel. No, it already told us about Daniel. V'zimnin Tlasa. There are three times when a person is supposed to davening. Yachol Mishabo Legola Huchla Kfar. So maybe I would think that that started when they got to Gola. Kfar Nemar, Dihu Ovid Min Kadma Dinan. No, this is already the minig for a long time that they would daven three times a day. So Yechol Yispal Adam L'chol Ruach Shehir. So I might think that a person could daven facing any direction that he wants. Tamalomar, we saw yesterday's daf, Neged Yerushalayim, that you have to daven facing Yerushalayim. Yechol Yecholam Vasachas. Okay, now I know that a person has to say three tefillas a day. So I might think, let me try to get a three for one. So I'm going to daven Shachros Mincha Ma'ariv at the same time. One right after the other. From a forish, Ayide David Echsiv, Erev Avoker Vitzarayim. No, you have to daven at three different times during the day. Yochel Yashmiya Kolob Tfilah. So I might think that you should daven out loud so that you hear your voice when you're davening. Kvar Mefurush Ayidei Chana. And here is our entree to all of the halachas that we learn about Chana. No, it's already explained with Chana. Shneimar v'kola lo yishma, that he Eli did not hear Chana's voice. Yochel Yishal Adam Tzrocha v'achachach Yispalel. I might think that a person should first ask for everything that he needs, and after that he should say Shmon Esrei. Kvar Mefurush Ayidei Shlomo. Shlomo already taught us not so. Shneimar l'shmo ela rina v'ela tfila. So now somewhat unexpectedly, Rina is Zu Tfila, even though it says Lashmoa La Rina Vela Tfila. Rina means Tfila, what we call Shmon Esrei. Tfila Zu Bakasha. And Tfila is Bakasha, and Bakasha Rashi explains is She'elash Tzrachav. That's where a person asks for everything that he needs. So Ein Omar Davar Achar Emes V'yatziv, and you don't say any Bakashas after Emes V'yatziv, Aval Achar Tfila, Tfila Kaseder Vida Shalem Kippurim Omer. But if after Shmon Esrei you want to add Bakashas, Kazantahit, even like the Seder Vida on Yom Kippur, you're allowed to add that many Bakashos. Itmar Nami, Amar Rav Chiya Barashi, Amar Rav, Afal Pi Shamar Shol Adam Tzrocha B'Shamea Tfila, even though we do say that if a person has a certain Shela Tzrocha that he needs to do, we could say it in Shamea Tfila, in Balomar, Achar Tfila, so Afila Kaseder Shiyama Kippurim Omer. So during Shamea Tfila, you should be very, very brief. After you're finished with the Yudchas Brachas, after you finish with Shmon Esrei, even if you want to say like the Seder Vida on Yom Kippur, that is appropriate, and you are allowed to be Marech in Bakoshos as much as you want after you are finished with the text of the Shmon Esrei. Two dots, four lines up from the bottom. Amar Rav Amnuna, Kama Hilchasa Gevirta, Gavrosa, Iko Lemishma, Mehani Kra de Chana. We learn so many great halachas, Lagabe Tvila, from the Psukim of Chana. It says, V'chana himida beres aliba. So first we open with the halacha that we mentioned a couple of lines ago. Chana was being midaberes on her heart. What does that mean? Mikan lemispala, shesarchli kaben libo, that the person has to focus. Rax fasea naos. Only her lips were moving. Mikan lemispalel sheyachtoch besfasav. That a person has to pronounce the words with his. A person has to articulate the words with his lips. The kola lo yishma, but her voice was not heard. Mikan she'aser lagbia kola b'tfila. So that a person cannot daven shmon esrei loudly. Ve'achshavel le'eli lishikora. And Eli thought that she was drunk. Mikan sheshikor aser lispalel. That a drunk person is not allowed to daven. Ve'yomer Eli ad mosai tishta karin. And Eli said, "Oh, until when are you going to show up drunk and dominating in the Beis Hamikdash?" Amr of Elazar, Mikan la roe bechaveiro. From here we know that if a person sees his friend Davar she'ena hagun, that if a person sees that his friend is doing something inappropriate, tsarich lo chicho, then a person has to be mochiach him. Says Tosfos, isn't that obvious? It says in the pasuk, kocheach tochiach es hamisecha. So in other words, I don't learn this out from Chana. I learn out the din of Ochacha because the Torah tells me that there's a halacha of Ochiach Tochiach. Says Tosfos, sure, that's when you see a person violating an Isser Daraisa. It's not an Isser Daraisa to daven when you're drunk. What we learn from the Maisa of Eli and Chana is that not only are you supposed to be Mochiach some if you see them violating an Isser Daraisa, but even if you see them just acting inappropriately, maybe violating an Isser Darabanan, also there's an Inyan of Ochacha. Says the Gemara Vayter, Vatan Chana Vatomar. Chana answered, Lo Adoni, no, my master, Amar Ula Vissema Rav Yossi Brav Chanina, Amrale, lo adon ata bedavar ze. You are not a master on this inyan. V'lo ruach hakodesh ara lecha, and ruach hakodesh is not on you now. Sha'ata choshdani bedavar ze, because you have been choshed me for davening while I was drunk. Ika damri hachi amrale. Some say that this is what she said to him. Lo adon ata, lav ika shchina v'ruach hakodesh gabach. There is no shchina, the shchina and the ruach hakodesh are not with you right now, shedananti lekafchova v'lo dananti lekafschus, because you have judged me lekafchova, you have not given me the benefit of the doubt. Milo yadata, do you not know the isha kshas ruach anochi, that I am a person of kshas ruach, I'm a person of like a humble spirit, and I'm a little bitter because I am because I'm an akara. V'yayin v'sheichar lo shasisi. And I didn't drink anything. So, it happens to be the Gra explains beautifully over here that the Urim V'Tumim would light up to send a Kohen Gadol a message, but the Kohen Gadol required Ruach HaKodesh in order to put the words on the Urim V'Tumim together, in order to sort of unscramble them. So the Urim V'Tumim lit up over here, says the Gra, the letters Hey, Chaf, Reish, and Shin. So Eli put them together as Shikora. Eli thought that the Urim V'Tumim was flashing to him that Chana was drunk, and that's why he rebuked her for being drunk while davening. But Chana said, no, you're missing the Ruach HaKodesh, because the Urim V'Tumim lit up these four letters. It was Hey, Chaf, Reish, and Shin, but it wasn't saying Shikora, it was saying Kisora. That I'm like Sarah, just like Sarah was an Akara and was davening for a child, so too I'm an Akara and I'm davening for a child. And says the Gemara, from here we learn out, Amar Rav Elazar, back in the Gemara, Mikan le-nechshad bedavar she'ein bo, she'tzorech le-odio. If a person is nechshad for something, for doing something wrong, and the person didn't actually do the thing wrong, you have to stand up for yourself. You have to tell the person, no, you were choshing me improperly, I didn't do this. Don't make me into a bas blial. From here we see that if a person davens while drunk, it's as if he worships avodah zarah. Because it says over here lefnei bas blial, and the phrase that the Torah uses when it teaches us ovdei avodah zarah is bnei blial mikerbecha. So mal halan avodah zarah afkan avodah zarah. V'yan Eli vayomer, and Eli answered and said, Lechi l'shalom, go in peace. Amar Rav Elazar, mikan l'choshed es chaveiro bedover she'im bo tzorech l'faiso. From here we learn that if a person is choshed his friend, and it turns out that he accused his friend or he suspected his friend improperly, so you have to be mefayis him, you have to appease him, v'lo od, ela she'tzorech l'varcho. No, but you have to bench the person. So not only did he then say in a conciliatory tone, Lechi l'shalom, but he also benched her, she'nemar v'lo kei Yisrael yitein ha'shelaseich, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should answer your requests. Says the Gemara Vayter, Vatidor neder vatomar, she took a neder and she said, Hashem tzfakos, Zom Rav Elazar miyom shabar HaKadosh Baruch Hu zolomo, from the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, l'hay adam shenikru la'Kadosh Baruch Hu tzfakos, ad shebasa chana v'karoso tzfakos, until HaChana came along and called HaKadosh Baruch Hu tzfakos, Zom Rav Chana l'vnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why did Chana refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Shem Hashem of tzfakos over here? So the Gemara explains. So HaChana said before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, mikol tzivei tzfos shebarasa b'olamecha, from all of the universes and the constellations and the stars, everything that you created, kasha b'enecha shetitin li ben echad, is it really that difficult that you should give me one kid, one child? Mashal amad avadomer, it's a mashal as follows. Lamelech basar v'dam sha'asa suda l'avadav, a king of flesh and blood who makes a huge suda for all of his avadim. Ba'ani echad, a certain pauper comes, v'yamad ala pesach, and he stands at the doorstep of where this great suda is. And amar lem t'nu li prusa achas, he said, please give me a morsel of bread, v'loach kicholav, and they don't listen to him. Dachak v'nichnas eisel amelech, he forces his way in and he goes to the king. Amar le adoni amelech, mikol suda shasis, from all of this great suda that you made, kasha b'necha litin li prusa echad, it's too difficult for you to give me a piece of bread. So too, Chana was saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you created a whole world full of miracles. It's too difficult for you to give me one child. Says the Gemara Vayter, Imro Tireh. So then she said, Imro Tireh. She uses a double lashon. She says, Imro Tireh ba'ani amasecha uzchartani. So what does it mean, Ro Tireh? Amar Rav Elazar, Amar Chana l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam. She was challenging HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Imro Mutav. If you see my words, and if you see my position, if you're willing to grant my request, great. Vim lav tirei lecha, and if not, I am going to appear before you. Ve'estater b'vneil kanabayli, I'm going to engage in stira by Elkanah, my husband. In other words, a stira that we see by a sota. Rashi explains, Isyachid imacherim v'yechashtani baili, I'm going to be miyachid with other people, and my husband is going to be choshed me. The kiva the mistatirna, and when I have stira, kinayan stira, mashkulu sota, they're going to give me the mesota to drink. V'yatosa torascha plaster, and you're not going to make your Torah a falsehood. Shenemar v'nixav v'nizra zara, because it says by the mesota that if she's guilty, then it's going to cause her beten to explode. But if she's not guilty, then she's going to have, then she's going to have a lot of children. The Pnei Yeshua is bothered. What does it mean that Chana would actually do this? In other words, Yichud is Aser Min HaTorah. So how would she threaten that if you're not going to listen to me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to violate Yisurei Daraisa and I'm going to be Miyached? So the Pnei Yeshua explains, so there are two answers. The Pnei Yeshua explains not that she actually was going to threaten to do this, but she exposed like sort of the flaw to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, listen, there is a way for me to get around this, and don't penalize me because I'm too much of a kosher woman, because I'm too much of a tzaddikas to actually do this. If I wanted to, I could force your hand at this. Other Achronim explain, no, it doesn't actually mean that she would have been meyached. It just means that she would have somehow gotten herself in a position where she would have drank the meisota. How about the mechikas Hashem? So we already know that for Shalom Bayis, there is no isser of mechikas Hashem. So she held that it would have been mutter to actually do this. So says the Gemara, but anyway, the threat was that she's going to drink the mesota and she's going to force HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand because he's going to be forced to bless her with kids. Honey, chalaman de'amar ha'maisa korin ifkedes. Shapir, that's good according to the man who says that v'nizra, v'nixa, v'nizra zara means that if she was an akara, then she would give birth. Fine. Then you're right. Chana's argument resonates. Elamandi amar ha'maisa yeledes b'sar yeledes b'revach. There are some say that it doesn't mean that if she was barren, she's going to give birth. It means that the process is going to become easier. If she had a hard labor, now she's going to have an easy labor. Nikevas yeldos charm. If she previously gave birth to girls, now she's going to give birth to boys. Shchorim yelos levein. She's giving birth to light complexion people. Tall kids. So again, according to the Madam, it says that it doesn't mean that if she's barren, she's going to be given children. What was the threat that Chana was making? Tatanya, Venixa, Venizra, Zara, Melamed, Shemaisa, Kara, Nefkedes, Divri, Rabbi Shmuel, Amar, Rabbi Akiva, Imkain, Yelchil, Kola, Kara, Skulam, Yistatru. If it were the case that all barren women gave birth after drinking the Mesota, then every woman who was barren would have pulled off this trick of Chana. Vizu, Shalo, Kilkola, Nefkedes, Elamishum, Sheim, Aisa, Yeletis, Pesar, Yeletis, Bereva, Ksarim, Yeletis, Aruchim, Shchorim, Yeletis, Levenim, Acha, Echad, Yeletis, Shtah. So we see there's a machlokas whether the mesota causes a barren woman to give birth, or if it only helps either the ease of childbirth or the type of baby that a person is going to have. So says the Gemara. So my imro tires, according to this Mandi Amar, that Chana could not have forced HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand with this argument, because Venixa Venizra Zara doesn't mean that if she's barren, she's going to give birth. Mayim ro teret. What does it mean, imro teret? The double lashon. Dibrei Torah kilshon b'nei Adam. No, it's not mean Dibrei Torah kilshon b'nei Adam. It doesn't mean that Chana was trying to teach HaKadosh Baruch Hu a point. It means she was just talking like people talk. Imro teret. So ba'ani amasecha. So Amar Rav Yosi, Rav Chanina, Gimel Amosel Salalu Lama, Lam Amar Chana Levnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Why does Hakadosh Baruch Hu? Why is Chana so repetitive? Rather, when she's speaking to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Ba'ani Amasecha, V'lotishka Chas Amasecha, V'nasata Lamasecha, three times Amasecha. So she's saying, Rabbanu Shalom, Shlosha Bidkei Misa Barasa Beisha. There were three inspectors of Misa that you created for a woman. So Va'amri La Shlosha Dibke Misa, three bonds of death, Veluhain, and these are them, Nida V'chala V'adlakas Aner. That there's the din of Nida and Chala and Lakas Aner, and we look to make sure that a woman did not violate any of these halachos in order to see whether she's going to be in danger of dying. Klum avarti alachas, ma'am. I wasn't over any of them. So why don't you answer my tefilos? V'nasata lamascha zera anoshim. So ma zera anoshim, what does it mean, zera anoshim? So amarav gavra begovrin, a man among men. Ushmul amar zera shemoshech shnei anoshim. That a zera, you should give me offspring who is going to anoint two other men, Uman Inun, and who are these other men? Shaul and David, Shaul and David, Shmuel anointed Shaul and David. Rav Yochanan Amar Zera Sheshakol Kishnei Anashim. No, it means Zera Anashim means a man, one man who has the worth, who's worth as much as two men. Uman Inun, and who are these two other men? Moshe V'Aaron, they are Moshe V'Aaron, like we say in Kabbalah Shabbos, Moshe V'Aaron B'Chohanav U'Shmuel B'Korei Shmo. So it's Moshe and Aaron on the one hand, and Shmuel on the other hand, and they are equal to each other. The Rabbanan Amri and Rabbanan say Zera Anoshim. No, it means actually the opposite. Zera Anoshim means Zera Shemuvla Bein Anoshim. She was davening for somebody who would sort of fit in with society. Kiyasa Rav Dimi Amar, when Rav Dimi came, he explained Lo Aruch V'Lo Goats, not too tall, not too short, V'Lo Kotam V'Lo Ilim, not too fat, not too thin, V'Lo Tzokher V'Lo Gichor, not too pallid, not too ruddy, and not too and not too smart, and not too not too stupid. And in other words, what she was saying is, I don't want the Ayin Hara to be sholeit, so I don't want him to be too extraordinary. I want him to be like a regular person. Says the Gemara, Ania Isha Nitzeves Imachem. I am the woman who was here. Nitzeves Achem Azeh. Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi Mikan Shaaser Leishe Betoch Arbama Shel Tefila. So from here we learn from the fact that it says Hanitzeves Imcha that. From the fact that Eli says that the pasuk says that Eli was standing there with her, it's mashma that even he was standing. She was davening, so of course she was standing, but even he was standing because you're not allowed to sit within four amas of somebody who's in the middle of davening. The Mefarshim explain, don't be nervous. We all the time, we have people who come late to shul, they're sitting saying Berachos Kriyas Shema, while other people are davening Shmoneh Esrei. It means only if you're sitting and you're Yoshev Batal. That's what Tosfa says. But if you're sitting and you're davening Berachos Kriyas Shema, you're doing something else, you're learning, then it's fine to be sitting. Says the Gemara Vayeter, Lanara Zeas Palalti, a davening for this child. Amar Rav Elazar, Shmuel Mora Alocha Lifnei Rabo Haya. Shmuel was a Mora Alocha Lifnei Rabo. So Shenemar, because it says, What does that have to do with anything? Eli was looking for a Kohen to shech the carbon. Shmuel saw that they were looking for a Kohen lemishchat to shech the carbon. Amar lu lama lama lechu laduri basar Kohen lemishchat shchita bazar kshera. Why are you looking for a Kohen? Shchita's kshera bazar. Saisu lekame de Eli. So he came before Eli. So Amar la minan la minal lechaha. How do you know this halacha? So Amar le mikse v'shachat haKohen v'krivo haKohenim. It doesn't say v'shachat haKohen. It says v'krivo haKohenim. Mikabala ve'ilech mitzvas kuhuna. It's only from Kabbalah and onward that there's a mitzvah of kuhuna. Mikan l'shchita shekseira bazar. From here we know that shchita is kseira bazar. So why are you looking for a Kohen to shech? You don't need a Kohen. So Amar le meimar shaper kamrit. What you're saying is right. Mi amor alachav nebnei rabcha at. However, you are mor alachav of nei rabcha because I am your rabbi and you're mor alach in front of me. V'chol amor alachav nei rabo chayav misa and you're chayav misa. Therefore, sa as yechanav akatzavcha kamei ani ishani tevesi mechabazeh. I'm the woman who davened for the son. Don't kill him now. So amar lo shavki li de'enish. No, let me punish him. Avina rachme and I'll request rachmem for you. Ve'avi lucha rabbi minei and I'm going to make sure Hakadosh Baruch Hu gives you his child even better than this one. Amarlei Elazar Elanarazes Palalti. So she said, no, I daven dafka for this child. I don't want another child that's better. I want this child. Tosfa says, what does it mean he was a mora halacha? Shmuel was a kid. Va'afal pishalo lamada daim b'fanav. Even though Shmuel hadn't yet learned Torah from Eli, mikamakam gadol ador. He was a gadol ador. Uvaldol mol b'fanav. He was destined to learn from him. That's why he was considered his rebbe, and that's why he was mora halacha lefnei rebbe. We're going to continue learning the halachas of Tefila from Chana, God willing, in tomorrow's daf.